Okay, the three programs that we have today are like Duke Management Program, Guide to Managing at Duke Plus, and the
Sheriff's. Juana works as a conference attendant at the Duke Fuqua School of Business.
A conference attendant is actually taking care of a conference, I would say. We are actually part of food and beverage department, but we actually maintain a break. So we set it, we maintain, we break it down, all the setups like tables, chairs. They, most of the time they work in team room, in teams, so they're going to use our team rooms, so we need to take care of that, so we need to make sure they are stocked with all the supplies and everything, plus cleanliness and everything else.
It's been a year and a half,
When I came here, I knew somebody who already worked here, so she was the one who actually helped me to get in here, and I started working like a server in dining area, and after, I think, 1 year, I moved to this department, which is still food and beverage, but it's another piece, another part of it. You know, you get to know a lot of people. There are people from all over the world, so you can interact with them, see different cultures, and it's fun. Like every day, it's something new. If you come here, do your job, everything, it's nice and, you know, civilized. But of course, we have drama. You know, people see things different, so some of them, they think they are coming here just to get a paycheck, not to work, and doesn't work like that, obviously.
After work, Juana heads home to take care of her kids, her 10-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter. She was kind enough to invite me into her house and even shared some Romanian food with me.
Sick, and we took him to the doctor, and they said, it's a boy, it's okay. It's still peanut. Doesn't matter. I'll show you everything. Razvan and Diana. Diana. I pick her name because it's in the same time here. I made some apple pie, so all the... It's natural, no sugar. See if you like it. That's my Romanian recipe.
I even got to talk with her son for a few minutes as he took a break from homework. Right away, I could tell he's a very smart kid. He was very polite, and he loves reading.
Who's Alex?
Razvan.
The Harry Potters. They're used. I bought them used. I like the Hunger Games. Forgot what it's called. Lightning Thief series. And I'm reading this one.
One of the issues Juana's currently facing is trying to put her son into Durham Magnet Middle School. But without public school transportation, it's difficult to take care of both her kids since she usually arrives to work at 5 a.m.
Fit either. I don't know how am I going to do. No, with Diana's schedule, and I need the creative studies, they have an express bus, so I need to take him somewhere. She needs to stay here. It's just my husband in the morning. He can't split in both. It's going to be tough. I don't know what I'm going to do.
After meeting her family, I was able to talk to Juana about her work and some of the difficulties she's gone through in order to get by while also maintaining a great lifestyle for her kids.
I'm trying to get back home on time because my kids are coming back from school and I can start my second full-time job, I guess. Yeah. Cooking, cleaning, take the kids to do homework, of course, help them with homework. If they have some extra activities, of course, I need to give them a ride. And my day, it's over, I guess. Time goes fast. My son, he's playing soccer, and my daughter, she's playing gymnastics. So he has practices Tuesday and Wednesday, which I'm not happy about it, because Tuesday she has gymnastics. I would say for me, it's a little bit expensive. That's why I have to work some long hours. For me, it's very simple. I need to pay my bills and make all the money that I need. And it's not just me, actually, my husband is working more than I do. Yeah, he's usually goes like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning all the way to 1 o'clock in the night. You know, they don't pay well, so he needs to work long hours. That's why we work different shifts to make it work, because I don't have money, you know, when they were little for daycare and stuff like that. And now it's different. What I'm doing, you know, I'm investing in them right now. That's the only thing that I'm doing. I hope they're gonna do better than I'm doing, of course. So I'm trying.
After talking with Juana about her kids, we began to reflect back on her time as a conference attendant, as well as her opinions on wages and her plans for future employment opportunities.
I've been working there for like 7 years. So when they hired me, I wasn't so old. I don't know now. We'll see. I like the people. I enjoy working there. So, yeah, some of us were like a family, so we know each other for a long time. So it's definitely going to be different. I know they have wages. I agree with that. But people are doing the same work different, you know. I think some people are working better. Some people are not doing their job. So I think they should make a difference, you know, something that you can see. The only way they were able to give me more money was to change the position. I applied for another job, so I'm waiting to see what's going on with that. So if not, I will probably work for Bon Appetit, which it's still located in Fuqua School of Business.
After visiting Juana's home, I left inspired. Her family is able to maintain a simple but fulfilling lifestyle, even with Juana and her husband working separate shifts spanning multiple hours. To a neutral spectator, it would be hard to even tell that both parents worked low-wage jobs. Her kids were well-mannered, very smart and educated, and full of happiness. They all appreciated everything they had. They didn't care about hand-me-downs or buying things used. They just seemed grateful to be with one another. The sacrifice Juana and her husband make wouldn't seem like much at first, but both of them work over 50 hours a week minimum. As Juana said, they're investing all their time and energy in their kids to ensure a promising future full of success.